This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump addresses last week's deadly shooting of protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
At a news conference late Monday, President Donald Trump appeared to defend Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old from Illinois charged with fatally shooting two protesters and wounding another in Kenosha, Wisconsin last week.
He was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell, and then they very violently attacked him.
Trump continued,
I guess he was in very big trouble. He would have been, he probably would have been killed, but it's under investigation.
Trump is scheduled to visit Kenosha Tuesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Oregon State Police will patrol Portland's nightly protest with help from officers from neighboring communities seeking to tamp down on vandalism and the violence following the fatal shooting of a right-wing demonstrator as the city approaches 100 consecutive nights of Black Lives Matter demonstrations. The development came as protesters demonstrated late Monday outside the residence of Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler. They called on Wheeler to resign. Some Black community leaders are upset with the plan to put more officers on the streets. Portland police have been greatly criticized for using tear gas against protesters and for being overly aggressive. A supporter of the right-wing group who was shot dead on the Portland, Oregon street was mourned by both friends and President Donald Trump as a victim of mob violence. Just hours before he was shot in the chest Saturday night, 39-year-old Aaron J. Danielson and a friend were seen heading downtown to protect members of the group called Patriot Prayer. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 850,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while within a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by about 300,000 to approximately 25.5 million. Four countries, the U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia, account for nearly 15 million of those cases. On Monday, the U.S. hit another milestone by surpassing 6 million infections, by far the most in any country. Russia's tally of confirmed coronavirus cases has surpassed 1 million after authorities reported more than 4,700 new, taking its total to 1,048 reported cases Tuesday. Russia has the fourth largest caseload in the world. Experts say the true toll of the pandemic is much higher than all reported figures due to limited testing, missed mild cases, and concealment of cases by some governments, among other factors. The World Health Organization hopes to see children return to school and people return to work, but according to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, these moves must be done safely in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Tedros told a virtual news conference that no country can just pretend the pandemic is over. He stressed that there are four essential things that need to be done. That's prevent amplifying events, preventing deaths by protecting vulnerable people. Individuals must play their part by wearing masks, social distancing, and washing their hands frequently. Governments must take tailored action to find, isolate, test, and care for cases, and trace and quarantine contacts. A federal judge has blocked Border Protection employees from conducting the initial screening for people seeking asylum. The ruling Monday has dealt a setback to one of the Trump administration's efforts to rein in asylum. The government argued that the designated CBP employees are trained comparably to asylum officers at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, another agency within the Homeland Security Department. The Federal Aviation Administration is allowing Amazon to deliver packages by drones. APZ Donahue.
UPS and a company owned by Google already have FAA approval. Amazon has been waiting for years for this moment.
I think this is beautiful, and it's the most elegant and sophisticated system out there today.
Last year, Amazon's Jeff Wilkie unveiled drones that use computer vision and machine learning to detect and avoid people or laundry clotheslines when landing. The company says it's still testing and flying drones and didn't say when deliveries would start. The plan is for self-piloting drones that are fully electric, carry 5 pounds of goods, and are designed to deliver items in 30 minutes by dropping them in the backyard. I'm Ed Donahue.
And via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.